Thursday, the 27th of August, Zion Elul, Rabbi Matis Yahu Lawrence, Ashaila in Hilchus Mezuzah.
Good morning. The title of this year is Ashaila in Hilchus Mezuzah. The original title of this year, when the poster first came out, was Topical Issue, because I was asked at the last minute. So Mr. Bowden asked me, what's the topical issue? So I said, I'm not sure why it's topical, but then I just thought on the spot that in the parasha this week we have the Kisivne Bayis Chodosh. Person builds a new house. So the obvious thing to do once you've built a new house is you put up a mezuzah. So we're going to be talking about a particular shaila in Hilchus Mezuzah. I'm not going to tell you what the shaila is yet, because we need most of the shiur as introduction to the shaila. But the basic outline of the shiur to start with is, where do you put the mezuzah? Where do you put a mezuzah? So everybody knows where you put a mezuzah. But where do we know how you put the mezuzah? Where you put a mezuzah? Torah says, "Chsavtum am mezuzos beisechel." It'll be shorech. You just have to write it. So maybe I should write it on the door. Maybe I should write it on the doorpost. Where, top, bottom, in, out. Where do I put the mezuzah? So there was a braisa which is brought in Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph. In a slightly different context. Gemara's asking a specific question there. The Gemara brings a braisa, and the braisa says that it says in the Torah, "Chsavtum al mezuzos beisecho uvisharecho beisecho." And how is beisecho spelt? Beis yud tof chof. And the Chazal darshan as though it had an aleph in the middle, instead of saying beisecho, as though it said bi osecho. Instead of the word beisecho, your house, bi osecho. The word bi osecho means your coming, your act of coming. So the mezuzah has to be placed in a position which represents or parallel to your act of coming into the house. Says the Gemara, min hayamin. When a person comes into a house, he goes min hayamin, from the right. What does it mean? Surely it depends on where the door is. So the Gemara says, "Ato oimer min hayamin oyena elos mismoil." Maybe it means right, maybe it means small. How do you know derech bia of a person, the way they come in, is the right as opposed to the left? Says the Gemara, "Tamal oimer beisecho," because it says beisecho. My Talmud, what does this mean? Says the Gemara, "Omer Rava, derech biascho min hayamin." The derech bia of a person is min hayamin, the right. Why? Dichi oka inish kari. When a person picks up his leg, his foot, diyamina oka, he always goes foot first, right foot first. A person goes right foot first. That is the way, if you probably never thought about it, probably never stopped to think about it. When a person goes, he goes right foot first. And therefore, which part of the person's body comes into the house first? You come in slightly at an angle, you never realized it. You come in right foot first, and therefore, since the Torah said, "Uchsavtum al mezuzos beisecho uvisharecho," and Chazal darshan, "Beisecho biosecho," the way you come into the house. So therefore, you have to put it on the right-hand side, because derech bio of a person into a house is right foot first. And that's how we know you put the mezuzah on the right-hand side. Now, the Beis Yosef brings, and other mefarshim bring, maybe you have to have two mezuzahs. Maybe you have to have one on the right and one on the left, because the Torah says, "Chsavtum al mezuzos beisecho uvisharecho," which is in the plural. So very nice, this drosha that we learned just now, but how does that override the fact that the Torah says, "Mezuzos beisecho uvisharecho," which is in the plural? So maybe everybody should have two mezuzahs, one on the left and one on the right. It'd be quite expensive. So the Beis Yosef brings one mekoyer, which is the smug. And the smug says, "Ve'ein tzorich lahanich mezuzah yamin." You don't have to put a mezuzah on the right hand side and the left hand side, because the side of the sifri, we have a brisa in the sifri in voice chana. Rabbi Yitzchak oimer, harihu oimer v'lochu min adam v'nosnum ashtei hamezuzos. By the Korban Pesach, when in Mitzrayim, so it says over there they had to take the blood and they had to put it al shtei hamezuzos, on the two mezuzahs. So the Gemara, the sifri darshans, it's also brought in the Gemara as well, that because there it says shtei hamezuzos, it had to specify you put the blood on the two mezuzos, therefore anywhere in the Torah where it says mezuzos by itself, it doesn't mean two mezuzos, it means one mezuzah, even though the word mezuzos is in the plural. But because we see the Torah in the case of the Korban Pesach had to write shtei mezuzos, two mezuzos. That means where it doesn't say shtei mezuzos, that means one mezuzah. So that's one makoy. How we know you only have to have one mezuzah on each door and not two. There are two other makoyris which the Beis Yosef doesn't bring, but I found yesterday in a sefer from Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he brings two other makoyris. One is an obvious makoyah. I'm not sure why the Beis Yosef doesn't bring it, but it's Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says we dashen it from mezuzos. It's written choser in the Torah, written without an extra vav. So though translated, the word mezuzos means in the plural both posts, but because it's written choser without an extra vav, so therefore we dashen from there. You only have to have one mezuzah on each door. So that's a well-known makoyah. But he also brings a medrash in Mishlei Perek Ches, where it says there's a hekesh between tefillin and mezuzah. And just as we only wear one pair of tefillin, we're only mechuyev to wear one pair, I'm not talking about Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam because of the sofik, etc., but and the actual mitzvah is only to wear one pair of tefillin. So therefore, since one person wears one tefillin and mezuzah is compared to tefillin, so just like you wear one pair of tefillin, you only have to have one mezuzah on each door. So that's the three makoris that we have for only having to have one mezuzah. Now, we learned the original makor. How do you know you have to put it on the right? Because of derech bi'oscho, the derech of the bia of the person into the room is right foot first. So, what's the obvious question? What about a left-footed person? Left-footed people, such as myself, walk into the room left foot first. So maybe you have to put, as a left-handed person, your mezuzah on the left-hand side of the door, just like tefillin. A left-handed person wears his tefillin on the other side. So maybe a left-handed person has to put tefillin on the left-hand side of the...
Mezuzah.
Maybe regarding mezuzah, just like tefillin, you have to put it on the other side from other people and you put it on the left-hand side. So, the modcha in Halachas Ketanos, tof, kuf, samach, base. So he says, if you're going to tell me that the basis of putting the mezuzah on the right-hand side is the chi okar inish kare, when a person lifts up his foot, he puts his right foot first. So therefore, ein adachtik, he says, don't try and be medayik from here. The im hu itter, if a person is an itter baraglov, a left-footed person, they don't talk about left-handed people here, they talk about left-footed people, because the whole thing is dependent on your foot. Baraglov is smoyla okar bereshi, and he's a person who puts his left foot first. Yasim mezuzah derech smoyl biyasim. Maybe you'd want to be medayik. Therefore, you should put the mezuzah on the left-hand side. Midi dehava tefillin, just like tefillin. She said, no, we don't say that. Why? Deshani mezuzah. Mezuzah is different. Dehava lishimur kol b'nei habayis. The purpose of mezuzah, or perhaps not the purpose of mezuzah, but a byproduct of mezuzah, or one of the skulas of mezuzah, is that it's shomer the house. It's a protection from the house. And it's written, it's in the Gemara, it's mevuah like that. It's a shmira of the house. I'll bring you an interesting story in a few minutes. To have with the shimur kol b'nei habayis, and therefore, since, well, very nice, you might be living in the house and you might be left-footed, what about everybody else in the house? Everybody else needs the shmira as well. So if you put the mezuzah on the left-hand side, it might give a shmira for you, but what about everybody else? Mash'eke b'tfilin, to have a leidu chudin. Whereas tefillin is a personal thing, it's your particular thing, it doesn't affect anybody else, you wear your tefillin. So therefore, if you're left-handed, you put tefillin on the other hand. But when it comes to mezuzah, there's other people who you have to take into consideration, the other people who live in the house. And therefore, there's no change, and we put it on the right-hand side, seemingly because of everybody else in the house. It sounds like, in principle, you would have to put it on the left-hand side if you were left-footed. But, because there's other people in the house, therefore, we leave it on the right-hand side.
If a left-footer lives in the house by himself.
Oh, so what about if a left-footed person lives in the house by himself? Or the whole family is left-footed. So, says the Bach, Yeradeya Resh Peites, he brings down this modcha, what we quoted just now, who says that, no, we go after the B'nai Bayis. Fregum, the Bach, V'im kein nefize, im kol B'nai Beisoy intrim baraglehem. What about if everybody in the house are left-footed? You haven't got this argument. Oy rubam, at least the majority, are intrim. Inami hu levadoi dor b'bayis. He lives in the house by himself. He's the only single occupant of the house, is a left-footed person. So there's nobody else to take into consideration. And maybe he doesn't have visitors, he lives by himself, nobody else ever comes in the house. He is the sole user of this house. So maybe he has to put the mezuzah on the left-hand side. Sorich likvoya b'smoy b'biyo. V'zeh lo yishomanu. We've never heard of such a thing. such an idea, so therefore it must be, it's not correct. So why is it not correct? And he asks a further kasha. V'oit hanoi hachiyuv hu akol hu hachiyuv hu al bala bayis v'lo manedech ach b'nei habayis. Why the modchus teretz, which was, well, you go after everybody in the house. He might be left-footed, but we have to worry about everybody else. Why should he worry about everybody else? He's the bala bayis. Normally the bala bayis is kiveya, what happens in his house. So if the bala bayis is left-footed, we should ignore everybody else. We should go after everybody else. Why are we going after everybody else and not the bala bayis? Lachei nira, says the Bach. Lefi ani astaiti. The betfilin, the itma, itma, ubu mezuzah, the loy itma, loy itma. Simple teretz. Mezuzah, we find the Gemara telling us, tefillin, we find the Gemara telling us the left-handed person has to wear it on the other hand, to drosha. Whereas when it comes to mezuzah, Chazal never told us to do that. What's the reason why there is such a chiluk? The Tama de Musa, the Arminon, the Kro, the Beisecho, the Bias Yamin, the Ruba de Alma, the Loi Bemiuta, the Itrim Baraglehem, the Loi Shechicha Klal. When the Torah speaks, to the majority of mankind. Majority of people are right-footed, right-handed and right-footed. And therefore, since the Torah says, Derech Biyoscha, most people go into a house right-foot first, and therefore, we're not mesiachas to the minority of people who are left-footed. So where the Torah says, Derech Biyoscha, it means for the majority of people. So therefore, the Bach does away with any havamina that left-handed people, left-footed people should put the mezuzah on the other side. We go by Ruba de Alma, the majority of the world is right-footed. And there are more paskins this in Reish Pei Tes, Sifu the base. And he says, "V'ein chiluk beinim hu ito yad oiloi." He actually uses the term ito yad, left-handed, but it means the same thing. Pashtus, most people who are left-handed are left-footed as well. It usually goes together, I think. So the more paskins, there's no chiluk, and therefore the halacha l'maaseh is clear. Everybody puts the mezuzah on the right-hand side of the door of going in. And the shaila is, what does going in mean? Some doors are going in, some doors are also going out as well. It's a very, very complicated sugya, and there's no way that in the few minutes that we have we can go through that actual aspect of the sugya. What is the knisa to a bayis? What is going in as opposed to going out? That's another shir or shiurim. Now, the shach, though, brings down a different reason why there's no distinction for left-handed people. The shach says, brings down that modcha, and he adds the following thing. Nira, to hu adim, im echod levadoi dor b'bayis. If you have a single person living in a house, v'hu ita, oi shekol b'nei ha-bayis itrin, d'loi domid itfidin. It's not the same as tefidin. Shein mitzvot shebegufoi. Lekach azlina bosa yamin didei. Mashe'ei kein mezuzah, de'eina elo choyves ha-bayis. He makes a different distinction. The Shach says that when it comes to tefidin, it's a mitzvah shebegufoi. A mitzvah shebegufoi, so we go after your personal status. When it comes to a mezuzah, which is not a mitzvah shebegufoi, it's a chayvas habayis, which itself is a bit of a problematic statement to say a mitzvah, it's a chayvas habayis. It's not quite a chayvas habayis, because if you own a house and you don't live there, you don't have to put a mezuzah. It's a chayvas hador, it's a chayvah of a person who lives there. But it's more, what it's trying to say is, it's not as much a chayvas haguf as tefillin is. Tefillin is a chayvas haguf on your body itself, whereas mezuzah is a chayvas habayis, and therefore we don't look at you personally. We go more objectively. We don't go subjectively. We go objectively, and therefore, since yamin kol adam is the right hand side, and that's why we don't find a chiluk in shas and poiskim between whether you and your households and you live alone. Any of these chilukim that we suggested, there are no such chilukim. A right handed person has put it on the right, and so does a left handed person. Now. So we've said you put the mezuzah on the right-hand side of the derech biyah into the house, the way you come into a house. What about a case where you cannot establish what the derech biyah is into that house or into that room? So Gemara in Menachos Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph brings the following halacha. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, b'mezuzah haleich achra heketzir. When it comes to be mezuzah, to determine where to put the mezuzah, you go after heketzir. And what is heketzir? Heket means something which is visible. And tzir means, what's a tzir? A hinge. The hinge. tzir, right? What is a tzir, a hinge? Something to do with where the hinges of the door are. That's what determines where you put the muzluzah. Omar Avado, Avakso. It's an Avakso. Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains. Oisoi chur sher b'iskupa shetzir haderes soiviv boi. Now it seems to be their hinges were not like we have over here, these type of hinges we have nowadays. Hinges in those days were a kind of, if you imagine the door here, they had a kind of a little stick attached to the door at the top and the bottom, and that stick would be sort of plugged into a little hole, which would be in the, like a pin, yeah?
It's called a pivot.
But it's like, it's not part of the door, it's attached to the door. So it's a pivot, and it goes into a hole, which is in the lintel and in the floor. And the door swings on that. And the way they would be constructed is that the pivot would be either one side of the doorway or the other side. And the Gemara says, wherever the heketzir is, this pivot is, if it's inside, that shows that that's the inside. And if it's outside, that's the outside. And therefore, if the pivot is inwards, that shows you, that's the bio into the wall. And if the pivot is this way, therefore the door swing towards you, that's not the derech bio. The derech bio is the other way around. That's how the Gemara explains it. So, Gemara gives a case. Heichidomi. So let's give a case where it would be applicable. Where would it be applicable? Because surely, let's say, for example, the front door of a house. The front door of a house, you know you're going into the house. So it's obvious that you put the mezuzah as you go in on the right-hand side. But sometimes you can have a situation where you don't know what is the derech bia and what's not the derech bia. So Gemara says, Hey Chidomi, Hai Halech Achatzir, the Rabbi Huda. What is this case of Heketzir? We have to go off of Heketzir. Kogoi Pischa, Debain Trei Bote, an interconnecting doorway. Begavra, the Beinoshi. He had a room which was, a man had a house. Rashi goes on to explain, I won't read the whole Rashi inside. A man had a house, and he divided his house into two. One room was for the men to use, and there was seemingly quite a lot of men using this room. And one room was for his wife to use to do whatever things she wanted to do in private, to do her work, it says, her malocha, in private. Okay, so two separate rooms, but there was an interconnecting door between the two. And the men would sometimes go in her room, and she would sometimes go in their room. When they were vacant or whatever it was, there was traffic between the two rooms. So since this interconnecting door, you don't know what's the derech bia, what's not the derech bia. You come into your house like this, each room itself had its own Pesach to Shusarabim. So you can come into the room through a different way. You come into each room, has its own Pesach to get into that room. And now there's an interconnecting door. So there's room A and room B. What's the derech bia? What's the derech kenisa? And what's the derech yitzia? Going from the men's room to the ladies' room, or the ladies' room to the men's room? Which is the derech bia? So which side am I meant to put the mezuzah on? That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that is where you go after heketzia. If there is a door there, then you know where the tzir is, which way the pivot is, and which way the door is going. If the door goes inwards, because the pivot is inwards, therefore that shows you that's the derech bia, and you put the mezuzah on the right-hand side of derech bia. And if it's the other way, then the other way. That is the case of the Gemara. And the Mefarshim explain that this is true only where there's a complete sofik, what is the derech bia or not. If there's other reasons to determine what is the derech bia, what's the main room, not the main room, then we won't go after Heketzir. It's when we have a complete sofik and we don't know which way it is, then you go after Heketzir. So what's an obvious question that arises?
It's not necessarily no door, swinging door, where you haven't got the Heketzir.
Right.
And you've got the communicating door.
Right.
Swinging door.
Right, there's two situations which are problematic. A, when you have a through weight, like a through lounge dining room kind of thing, where there is a Pesach between them, but there's no door. So you're not going to have a Heketzir. And even if you did have a Heketzir, it wouldn't mean anything, because it's not doing anything. And if you have swing doors that swing backwards and forwards, and therefore, usually the pivot will be in the middle, and therefore, it's not going to help you. You haven't worked out what the derech bia is into this room. So what do you do? So this is really the shaila which we want to get to. So the Shaila is brought to the Gus Moshe, from Moshe Pashpah. And Ramosha deals with it in the following way. Let's think of the three possibilities as to what the halacha could be. There are three possibilities. When you have a Pesach, and you don't know which way is the Derech Bia or not, you haven't got a Heketzir. So what are the three possibilities as to the halacha? Any suggestions?
Either side.
Okay. Whichever you want. To choose. Whichever you want. Okay. Another possibility.
Near the front door. From the front door when you come into.
Depending on the positioning of this thing towards the house. Okay. I didn't consider that one. Okay. But I hear what you're saying. Another possibility. So there's four possibilities.
And that's the main room. The two days. The minor to the major room.
No, because we're talking specific. The whole case we're talking about is where there is no main or minor. If there's a major and minor room, then it's quite clear what the bia is. The bia is into the main room. We're talking about two equal rooms, exactly equal. The hishtamshut is exactly equal, like a lounge and a dining room, which you both use every single day. You can't use one. You don't use one more than the other.
Two mezuzahs.
Maybe you have to have two mezuzahs, one on each side. Misafik. Misafik. You don't know. And what's the third possibility? Right, but you're potter. The third possibility is that you're potter. Now we have the first two possibilities we can understand. That perhaps wherever you want, you don't know. So wherever you want, neither is better than the other. So whichever you want. The second possibility, misofik. So we can understand that you have a sofik. So you do both. The third possibility that you should be potter the gamri is a little bit more difficult to understand. Why should you be potter? Torah says you have to have a mezuzah on your door. Or your doorway. This is a doorway. Just because it hasn't got a door. We don't pass like the Rambam. The Rambam holds, by the way, that only a doorway with a door is chayav in a mezuzah. And he learns it from the Gemara. Actually, from this Gemara. He has a different pshat in this Gemara. But we don't pass like that. We pass that even if a mezuzah, even if a Pesach doesn't have a door, you're chayav to put a mezuzah.
Maybe so, the door has got a mezuzah, so it's the door. That
doesn't work, right? The Ramah brings a minug that says that in many places people only used to have one mezuzah on their house and not on the rest of the doors. And he says the minug has no basis whatsoever. It's wrong. There's nothing to rely on, right?
Because we don't know what to do, so we
could. Each Pesach is an independent chiyuv, right? So the one on the main door doesn't work for the rest of the house.
Porch is front without a door.
Sorry?
The porch in front.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. I'm not going to deal with that now. Okay, so the third possibility is a bit more difficult to understand. How could you be potter? There's a chiyuv l'chayra to have a mezuzah on your Pesach. So how can you be potter? So the shayel, the person who asked the shayel to the Moshe, he wanted a taina that you can put it wherever you want, whichever side you want, you could decide. The Moshe said no. He rejected that outright. And he said no, because if you could decide where you want, so tomorrow you'll decide to put it on the other side, and the next day you'll decide to put it on the other side. And therefore, it can't be that there's no kviyas. It can't be that it's up to your decision where to put it. It has to be a locha, there has to be a gedder, there has to be a specific place where you have to put it. It cannot be that it's up to your choice. So, Ramosha brings the Gemara afterwards, that we were learning just now. The Gemara there says a story. Resh Galusa b'na b'isa. Resh Galusa was building a house, palace for himself, or house. Amar le Rav Nachman, he said to Rav Nachman, Kvali mezuzosa. Please, will you put up the mezuzos? He wants to be mechabed him with putting up the mezuzos. Well, it's not a new minhag, mechabed the Rav to put up the mezuzos. He wanted Rav Nachman to put up the mezuzos. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Tele doshe b'resha. Put up the doors first. So obviously the doors haven't been put up yet. His house was in the process of being built. The doors haven't been hung yet. And Reish Lakish was asking for the mezuzahs to be put up. Said with Nachman, sorry, please put up the doors first. Tali doshe bereisha. So Rashi learns that it's to do with Taseh v'loy min ha'osui. Rashi learns that Reish Lakish was asked, sorry, Reish Galusa was asking Rav Nachman to put the mezuzahs onto the doorpost, which was still detached. They weren't yet fixed on the walls. He was asking me, you put the mezuzahs onto the doorpost, and then I'll come later on with my builder, whatever it is, and we'll fix them up onto the walls. And Rav Nachman said, no, I'm sorry, you have to do it the other way around. Because otherwise, ta'ase v'loy min ha'osoy. You can't do a mitzvah which sort of comes into place by itself passively afterwards. So if you put the mezuzah on the doorpost, and then you fix the doorpost to the wall, it's the wrong order. It's ta'ase v'loy min ha'osoy, it's a problem. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara there. Tosfos says that, no, it's nothing to do with ta'ase v'loy min ha'osoy, because there's a separate sugya regarding ta'ase v'loy min ha'osoy in the mezuzah. And if this story was to do with ta'ase v'loy min ha'osoy, it should have been put over there. Says Tosfos, this story has nothing to do with ta'ase v'loy min ha'osoy, it's to do with the story that we had about the Pesach, the interconnecting door. Okay? We learned just now that if there's an interconnecting door between rooms, and neither room is more important than the other, and you don't know what the Derech Biyah is, so the Gemara said, you work it out after Heketzir, wherever the pivot is. So this story, the Reish Galusa, is carrying on after that. And it's saying over here that Rav Nachman was saying to Reish Galusa, I'm sorry, but there's no Heketzir. You haven't put the doors up yet. So I don't know where to put the mezuzahs. It's unfinished. Go ahead, put up the doors, I'll know which way is the Derech Biyah, and then I can put up the mezuzahs. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara over there. And that's how the Rav Moshe brings this Gemara, the Tosfos. That, what do you see from this story? Reish Galusa was asking for the mezuzahs to be put up. Rav Nachman said to him, I'm sorry, go and put the doors up so there'll be a Heketzir. Why couldn't Rav Nachman just have said to him, well, I'll choose where to put up the mezuzah. There isn't a Heketzir present now. I'll choose where to put the mezuzah myself. Elamai says Rav Moshe, there's a raya from here that you can't just choose where to put the mezuzah. You have to have a Heketzir. And that's why he told him to go and put the doors up. So there should be a Heketzir. There should be a pivot that I can know what to do. Says Rav Moshe, the Chora, you could bring a raya from there that you can't just decide where to put the mezuzah yourself when there's no Heketzir. You need doors there in order to... Now you can't be Machayev a person, Rav Moshe says, to put doors. You can't usually be Machayev a person. If he doesn't want doors, he doesn't want doors. But if you want a mezuzah, you're going to have a Heketzir and know what to do. So, but then Rav Moshe says you could reject this raya. You could reject this raya. Because really, you could say no. Rav Nachman could have fixed the mezuzahs wherever he wanted. At the moment, as it stood, there was no Heketzir. And he could put the mezuzah wherever he wanted. However, he knew the Reish Galusa planned to put up doors afterwards. And he was worried that therefore the mezuzah would end up on the wrong side. If Rav Nachman put the mezuzah wherever he wanted, and then later Reish Galusa would fix the doors wherever he wanted, it might end up the mezuzah was on the wrong side, he would have to move it, or it would be lemafreya, it would be possible to chashosha. So because of that chashash, that's why Rav Nachman said, go and put the doors first. But really, he didn't have to. He could have put the mezuzah wherever he wanted. So Rav Moshe goes backwards and forwards, then maybe it's not quite a clear raya. Then Rav Moshe goes on quite lengthy to bring the two rayas from the Rambam, the Ravid, that if there is no Heketzir, there's no Chiyuv at all. Because Rav Moshe's Mechadosh is something very interesting. Says Rav Moshe, it's not the pshat that you have a Pesach, there's Chayev in a mezuzah, and then I decide where to put the mezuzah based on Heketzir, where the pivot is. No, says Rav Moshe. Having a Heketzir is a tenai in the chiyuv mezuzah. Okay? It's a long dish way of saying it. Having a Heketzir is a tenai in the chiyuv mezuzah. In other words, if you haven't got a Heketzir, there is no chiyuv mezuzah. The Torah said, where do you have to put a mezuzah? Derech biyascha. The way you come into the house. If you can't determine what Derech Biyascha is, because it's interconnecting and you can go either ways, the Torah was never Machayev mezuzah in such a case. There is no Derech Biyascha. It's not clarified from the start what is Derech Biyah. So if it's not clarified what Derech Biyah is, then there's no Chiyuv at all. So that's why Moshe says you're Potter. He's a Medayikit from a few Rishonim, that in such a case you would be Potter. And that's how Moshe Paskut. However, to finish off with, at the end of the story, at the end of the Tshuva there, he says that Rav Tuvia Goldstein, who was a contemporary Poisik and Rav Moshe, showed him that in the Shailas Yaivetz, he had a similar shaila over there, same shaila. The Shailas Yaivetz paskened that you have to have two mezuzahs, misofik, one on the left and one on the right hand side. Says Rav Moshe, it's wrong, I don't agree with it, I have my rayas over here, you're potter in Gunson from putting mezuzahs over here. Now there are other Poisik Mutaka also hold you should put two mezuzahs, misofik, and the Sura of Osna, his just very sort of slips it in a tshuva somewhere. He doesn't really discuss why. Also seems to paskin you would put two mezuzahs. You would, sorry, he paskins over there that you would decide where to put it yourself. Okay, so our some poskim, you've got three possibilities. Some say you decide where to put it yourself. Ramosha says you're potter in Gansen, and some say you have to have two. So if anybody has the shayla, obviously they have to ask a shayla what to do. That really wraps up this the shir. The story, what I wanted to bring in, because we mentioned before about the idea of mezuzah being a shmira, the Rosh brings down from the Maram Rutenberg, that Maram Rutenberg used to sit in his shul all day, and he used to learn. And he would also sleep there, he'd have a break, sleep there. And every day he was disturbed by all kinds of mazikin and strange things that were going on in the Beis HaMedrash. And he didn't have a mezuzah on his Beis HaMedrash. Because it's machlokes whether you have to have a mezuzah on a Beis HaMedrash or not. So he fixed a mezuzah on his Beis HaMedrash, and then everything stopped. Everything was fine. So it's brought down as one of the riots of the capabilities of the shmira that a mezuzah has. But it's a mefurash gemara. The gemara itself says that when you come into a house, you put the mezuzah on the right-hand side, as close as you can to the Rishus HaRabim, in order that it should have as much shmira on the house. If you put it inwards in the house, then there's a chedik of the house, the doorway, that doesn't have the shmira of the mezuzah. The further out it is, the better. I'm not talking about on the outside facing the street, because that is a problem. It's not the chatchila. It should be within the doorway, on the right-hand side, not facing the street, unless it's impossible otherwise. But because when it's in the doorway, it should be as near to the street as possible, because to give the most shmira on the house as possible.